I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I really do believe this team is just that much better than the Blue Jays, especially at home with their lineup against the secondary pitching. I admit I had no idea about Yesavage. I mean, I didn't know the Blue Jays were holding that card. That's a different bit of a card right there, mowing the Yankees down one after another, couldn't even sniff them. So, outside of that, did I think Gosma was going to blank the Yankees? I did not. Did I think Fried was going to get lit up? No, I didn't. I still don't trust the Yankee bullpen. I don't 100% trust their defense, although it's been better. I'm just shocked that the Yankees through five postseason games, BT, have not hit at all, but I do have legit belief and faith that they are going to get that turned around tonight.
I'm surprised, I'm not shocked, that they haven't hit the way we thought that they would. Think about who hits leadoff for this team. Trent Grisham.
Yeah.
Is that a good year? Is that a really fun year?
He's a great year.
Is that a great year? Who's the real Trent Grisham?
Yeah.
Please stand up. Please stand up. Is it the guy who's batting .180 for a couple of years in San Diego before he got here? Or is it the guy who, you know, even though we only hit .235 this year, with almost 35 home runs? You know, I don't really know the answer. It's probably a little bit in between. And is that good enough for a team that wants to win a World Series? I mean, his quality at bats have been absolutely horrendous.
You know, maybe the
the tone.
I know. Well, I mean, like
you know,
said,
he's whiffing. He's missing by a mile.
But that's part of the issue with the Yankees overall is that generally in the regular season they bully bad teams, bad pitching with the offense that, like, every guy's got 30-20 home runs. Yeah, well, how do they do it? They're not doing it against Garrett Crochet or Yesavage. They're doing it against the underbellies, guys 3, 4, and 5 in the bullpen, in the rotation, all those different things. Maybe the wake-up call should have been what happened in games 2 and 3 against the Red Sox, where yes, they won, but it still wasn't to the offensive outpouring that I expected. Then that carried over to games 1 and 2 in Toronto. Now we're going to know one way or another definitively, but maybe they're just, again, in the postseason, what they do so well in the regular season, mash people, bludgeon people in the postseason when things get tighter and every pitch counts that much more. Maybe the Yankees' offense isn't as good as it appeared to be in the regular season.
Might not be. I mean, think about this. So Schlittler is one of the memories that we're going to always watch. That's a forever Yankee memory, right? Win or lose tonight, win or lose the series.
Might not see him again.
Well, don't say that.
I mean, it is
the reality. Yeah. I get it. Win or lose anything, including the World Series or losing tonight. I mean, Schlittler gave Yankee fans something that we'll never forget. But don't forget that that night early was also matching him for a little bit. You know, not quite to that extent.
Yeah.
But he was pitching his ass off, and he was tying the Yankees up in knots with, you know, with changing speeds and taking stuff off and hitting spots and really pitching and really thinking and really outthinking the Yankees. So I was surprised they didn't hit him. Again, I didn't know much about this kid, Yesavage. I'd be lying if I told you he had a couple of starts. He started high A. What the hell?
He looked as nasty as can be.
One of the filthiest splitties I've ever seen. I mean, it was almost like Bruce Sutter, you know, that level splitter was untouchable.
A-Rod had the best comp yesterday where he said Mike Scott.
He did say Mike Scott.
That reminds me of how it was in 86, where it's like, oh, you got to win this game because you don't want to face Mike Scott looming in game 7
yes.
in the NLCS. And the Yankees have no choice but have Yu Savage looming. Like, they hope to get to game 5 and have Yu Savage looming in that game 5. Otherwise, they're going home.
Now, the one difference, though, with Mike Scott, and again, I'm couple of years older than you, yeah. So I remember watching every pitch of that series, which was one of the greatest postseason series ever at the Astrodome. And you're right, Mets weren't going to sniff him in Game 7, so they had to win Game 6, which they did. He was scuffing the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, so splitter aside, which Roger Craig taught him, he was absolutely cheating.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yu Savage looked like he was cheating because the Yankees couldn't get a hit against him. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Middletown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, how we doing today, all right?
Good.
What's up, Mike?
Awesome, awesome. Couple things I'm thinking. One, Rodon needs to take a page out of the Roger Clemens book, pitch inside. These guys are on their toes, ready to hit, toe tapping, just ripping the ball. Get them back on their heels, pitch a little bit inside, make them a little bit nervous. Two, change their approach. They're just chasing everything down and away, down and away. Be patient. Work the count. BT, I'm like you. I played in college. We used to work the count until no end. Wear the pitcher down. Love to hear you guys' thoughts.
Well, number one, if you did that, then you were better than me in college because they worked the count against me. Yeah. I wasn't doing that. Good call. All right, so listen. The first thing you said, that you want to see Rodon pitch inside, I think that that's so much easier said than done. That is a skill. That is an art. You've got to be comfortable doing it. And, you know, Roger Clemens always talks about that. I think if you ask, and I know what the caller means, it's a very sound philosophy. Back them off and then go soft in a way, and then you should have some success here. But if you're not used to throwing weather, and I don't even just mean up and in, just inside, if that's not part of your natural repertoire, you can become unraveled fast by trying to do something that you really don't do. So I would be careful with that.
I would be more concerned about what the Yankees' bats are going to do. I just don't. It's not that I don't like Rodon. I don't trust him, and I think this is a bad matchup. We talked about this going into this series where, to me, the Blue Jays lineup was far, far more dangerous than the Red Sox lineup. This is going to be a real test, which is why I thought the Yankees would have to mash to win this series, and I expected them to do that because I didn't think Toronto had as good a pitching as Boston. Tonight, I don't see a path. Now, it could happen, could be proven wrong. I don't see a path to where Rodon goes 6 1/3, 6-plus innings, whatever, 7 innings, mm-hmm. and keeps the Blue Jays at bay, 2 or 3 runs to me. Now, that would be a win. If Rodon goes 6 2/3 and keeps the Blue Jays at 2 or 3 runs, that's a win. And there's no excuse why the Yankees shouldn't be able to win that ballgame. I think it's going to be a little higher than, I'm thinking 7-5, something along those lines.
Okay, so, which means the bullpen's got to do their job and all the other things that we talk about here.
That's another part, too, the bullpen.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I don't think that he's going to be on the mound in the 7th inning. I think he's going to be better than you, than you think, than Rodon. Talking about Rodon, but I don't think that Rodon is standing in the middle of Yankee Stadium and it's the 7th inning with an out or with 2 or even with none. I don't think he gets quite that far. So I do think it's probably more, you know, a 6-4, 5-4 kind of a game, a little, maybe a clutch.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe a key home run either way. You know, bullpens are going to have influence on this game here. But I'll tell you, if this was in Toronto, I have a lot of confidence in Rodon, probably maybe too much and definitely more than most. If this game's in Toronto, I think the Yankee season's over.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different animal up there. And by the way, on that note, it's imperative, the Yankees. I know a lot of people say this, but I really think tonight it plays true. They've got to stop the bleeding and get the momentum back early. If you get a first inning and Rodon goes out there and doesn't put up a zero and gives up a two spot, now you're taking a huge element of why I believe in the Yankees out right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Bieber throws a scoreless after that, now you're playing with fire where you're not even getting the momentum off to it. Like, the whole advantage going into tonight is the momentum, is the crowd. Rodon has to put up a zero to start this.
You know, I want to follow up on that. That's an excellent point. We even though we know the Bronx is not quite the old stadium, but it's still wild, man. When the Yankees are good, it's top shelf. But we don't look at home field like we do, you know, in the NFL, and I don't mean our teams, I mean real NFL teams, where you got 80,000 people, you know, basically forcing teams to jump off sides because you can't hear a snap count, or even the NHL on a shift, crowd to kill off a penalty, or the Garden with the Knicks in a big game. Baseball's different, and it works for you. I'm not saying it's not fuel when things are going well, but the opposite of that, and I've said this before, in a big game, when you're at home and the bats are quiet, it's almost like this eerie heaviness takes over the stadium, and the players feel that in the batter's box. There's no question.
Especially facing elimination, right. Billy is calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Billy?
What up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I know we've been talking a lot about pitching, hitting, fielding, what happens in the playoffs. But quite honestly, analytics with batting, apparently it doesn't work. I mean, these guys are hitting home runs during the season, but when it comes down to playoffs, they're nowhere to be found. How about getting up and putting the bat on the ball? Going old school, Pete Rose, hit the ball where they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Blue Jays do so well. I will tell you this, Billy.
Exactly. What did they do to us? They destroyed us.
Well, for now, through two games and in the regular season, we'll see what happens here. I'll tell you this, and I said this as it pertains to the Mets, and I would do the similar thing with the Yankees. I want to build a team I want one star, maybe two, big-time bats, and then I want the rest to be defense, speed.
Mm-hmm.
You put the bat on the ball, play baseball. That's just how
like Bellinger types.
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, you need that. The way the Blue Jays... Now, my issue with even the Guardians, who are now out of it, but like you watch their lineup, we have no idea who the hell these guys are. However, they can run the bases well, they put the bat on the ball, and they've got great defense, right? Same thing with Toronto. And Toronto's got the nice balance because they have the star with Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some other players there who could be a threat with the power bats. But just guys who down the line are going to dive and change the game with a play in left field, making a dive and catch. That changes things. Guys like Miles Straw, whatever it may be, whoever they... defense is so imperative. How about last night with Freddie Freeman making a big play with the game on the line, not only making the play at the end of the game to scoop it, but the throw to second base. If that's Pete Alonso, everybody loves Pete Alonso, he's airmailing that ball or throwing in the dirt or something like that.
I don't know if Ben Rice making that play.
Ben Rice.
Not just
thing.
Pete.
And it ruins a season, potentially. It gets overlooked all the time. Now, I want the star bat. I think you need it. And I think that's what, like, Cleveland lacks. And some other teams like the Red Sox, maybe they're banged up or whatever. But they lack that star power that both the Mets and Yankees possess. I think it's got to be a better balance, though, for each, the Mets and the Yankees, where it doesn't need to be 20 and 30 home run guys up and down the lineup. Have some ball players that can run, catch, throw, all of those things.
I want to make a case. We'll do this coming up. I want to make a case where if the Yankees, and again, I don't think that they will, but if they go out with a whimper tonight, it would be the most unacceptable and disappointing offensive performance in their history. I want to bring something to you coming up.
BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls when we come back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.